Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
From Barangaroo Studios, the AusBiz COV is the key stuff you need to know about the day in business and finance.
Well, hello there. It's the 23rd of November, 2021. This is the COB, the stuff you need to know about the day in business, markets, startups. I'm Nadine Blaney. David Scott, Mr. Scott, how was your day?
It was fantastic. And I love the enthusiasm. You're pumped. Pumped like the market.
I'm always pumped. So what do you think lit a rocket under this market today?
I don't know, but whatever it is, more of it, please. it was off to the races and big cyclical day. Material space.
Fortescue, up 10%.
Yeah.
Mineral Resources, 4.5%. BHP, 4%. Woodside, after announcing the deal done with BHP, Pluto and Gladstone, up by close to 4%.
ESG, huh? Look at it go. Off to the races, full of hot air and gas.
I should just stay off air and look what happens. Even the banks pushed higher today. Scotty, EBA up by 1%. ANZ leading the pack up by 1.7%. But I guess we shouldn't get too excited considering still a lot of ground to be made up.
Hey, from small things, big things can grow. Just look at Fortescue today. So, yeah, it's out of nowhere and we'll take it. Certainly a very different picture to what we saw on Wall Street. But it's a really interesting turnaround Tuesday.
Okay, let's go to Wall Street then. Fed Chair Jay Powell, we're going to be able to say that in for the foreseeable future. I mean, sometimes it is tough when you get these reappointments to change your names that roll off the tongue. But the only one we've got to get used to saying is Vice Chair Brainard instead of Clarida.
Yeah, your mate Clarida's has gone.
Gosh, how am I going to name drop that one now?
Yeah, well, you've always got somebody to go name for now. So we'll get Brainard, then we'll go for J-Pow. J-Pow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Yeah, let's go for the J-Pow because he's going to be around for another 4 years. And the markets initially, liked that certainty. But then the bond investors, they took it as a bit of a hawkish tilt. So we saw a big bear flattening of the curve, I should say. So across from 2 years all the way out to 10 years, lots of sell-off going there, yields going much higher, and equities didn't like that one little bit. So interesting to see whether we see a snapback tonight. But for the time being, there's a bit of caution about what it means when it comes to tapering and beyond the speed of tapering, how quickly we start to see rate hikes.
So is that why we saw a lot of the infotech names, the buy now, pay later names come under pressure here in Australia?
That's part of the reason. But I think one thing I've had a bit of time on my hands today between stints on air, and I had a look at some of the longer-term charts for that second-tier buy now, pay later providers, and they have been smashed.
Well, it must have taken you a while because there's a lot of second-tier.
There is a lot. There's even some third and probably fourth-tier as well. But this price declines of 80% from the highs back this time last year, and it just gives you a sense that whilst it's clearly a viable product and it's going to have a future for it, the hype that accompanied all those names back in the day, and you look at what's going on today in this marketplace, there's lots of hyped up areas of the market. Not to say that a repetitive pattern will be taking place, but it just shows you to potentially be a little bit cautious about buying into fads when there may not be the fundamentals behind them.
We've got Bitcoin City, a case study for economics. Here's a segue. If you are looking for an interview to get stuck into, that's available via the show notes.
I will be doing that.
Also, we've got how to play the semiconductor chip shortage through the ASX. Well, this is an interesting one because that's Mark Kennis from Stocks Down Under. So you can guarantee they're in the smaller end of the market. I think that's safe to say. I've not watched the interview. I had the pleasure of hosting an event today, an AusBiz event. It was all about the future economy, investing in innovation. And we had a panel on semiconductors. Mm-hmm. Mary Manning from Alphinity was part of that panel. Very intelligent investor. And I asked her if there were opportunities in Australia to get into the semi space, and the answer was no.
Yeah. Well, I've got some better news for investors out there because Mark Kenness had a lot of them. And the good thing is, well, he just dropped it slyly at the start of the interview. He goes, oh, I've been covering this this sector for 25 years. So
he's European and there's a huge business in Europe.
He's a huge man and he's got a huge variety of information on that space. So he did go and drop a couple of names that you could be very interested in. So I encourage you to go and take a listen.
Okay. So there's that in the show notes. And you can still register for the event at ausbiz.co/ I've been talking a lot today, future economy. And you can catch up. We talked quantum computing, semis, DeFi, hydrogen, lithium, crypto. And we had a bit of an ETF workshop, thematic workshop at the end.
Should any of you get a run?
No, we didn't talk.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, okay. We actually talked a lot about crypto ETPs in Europe. And anyways, it was really interesting. Okay, stock of the day, Technology One. It reported today, full year dividend up 8% on the prior year. We spoke with Kevin Robinson from Team Invest and Scott Phillips from The Motley Fool.
It certainly has. We've considered it a wealth winner for quite a while. And they regularly under-promise and over-deliver in terms of results, which is great. For me, the price is a bit too high at the moment. I'm always waiting for something to happen and the price to come down so I can buy some more. It probably needs to come down to about, I'd say about $9.
Not particularly super exciting from a business story perspective, but the results have been great. I guess that's the challenge, right? They're providing government, mostly government services or software services to government, I should say. And during that space, you're not exactly going to get a whole lot of investor excitement jumping on the hot new thing. But the results have been phenomenal. I completely agree with Kevin. Look, tough crowd today. The share's down 3.5% or so. You just can't pay 56 times earnings for a business that isn't going to double anytime soon. It's not worth that much, unfortunately. So I can't buy it at the current price.
Tonight, we get the Richmond Fed Reserve Flash PMIs.
PMI Tuesday. So yeah. Calculate about 85 to 90% of all the survey respondents. You go and put them into a barrel and you pull out the results and it gives you a pretty good indication of the final reading. So I think we'll probably see that divergence between activity levels in Europe and the United States really come to the fore, and it'll probably reinforce what we're seeing when it comes to those tightening and monetary policy expectations between the Fed and, say, the ECB.
Looking forward to that. We are also looking forward to hearing from Sam Huppert, who is the CEO of ProMedicus, about plans for the business in the U.S. and Europe. Lindsay Partridge from Brickworks will be joining us just past 10 o'clock. He will tell us about what's happening in terms of the Australian property market, demand, and the U.S. as well. So looking forward to that. No doubt we will be talking about the workplace with Joydeep Hoare from People and Culture Strategy. Stephen Everett is joining us from Belvedere. Bob Desmond from Claremont Global Investors. I know, you're rolling your eyes at me. I just get excited sometimes about everybody who's joining us. Well, it's theater. We will call it a day, shall we, Scotty?
Sure, why not? That's rolling my eyes.
All right, we will talk to you tomorrow. And we'll see you on the channel, ausbiz.com.au at 8:30.
Ciao, ciao.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.